So this week we have two blogs of the week, as I tend to do. I can never pick just one. I always try and then I always fail. So the first one is actually, I'm going to make it just a quick honorable mention. It's Audrey Waters over on Hack Education talking about Topikeo. And my Japanese is rusty, but I think Topikeo is probably the right pronunciation. It is actually an iOS app that she's talking about, and she just gives a quick look at it. Could have featured it on Tool of the Week, actually, and perhaps we'll take a deeper dive. But just wanted to point people to her blog and have folks check this out. It is a really interesting piece of software that taps into what Intel has identified as kind of a more iconic, visually oriented take on content creation, which obviously lends itself to tablet operating systems, phone operating systems, touch-based OS. And so Topikeo is, you know, essentially students are able to, at its very most basic, create flashcard applications, but they're interactive and they're cool and they have sounds and whatnot associated with them. But it is very much a different way of creating content, a non-traditional way of creating content. One which I'll be pursuing with Intel more as they release some of their ethnographic research around their study book, because this is it really begs the question: what does content creation mean? In the past, it used to mean blogging or working on wikis, perhaps creating videos, PowerPoint presentations, that sort of thing. But I think that as we become more touch centric, we're sort of moving beyond that. So definitely check out Audrey's article over at Hack Education and give Topikeo a look. But today I'm picking me for blog of the week. I wrote a blog on ZDNet Education about this sort of eternal sports versus tech battle in schools, and it's not just sports; it's every other program in schools that tend to be the first on the chopping block when we're looking at budget cuts. And I imagine that regardless of where you are in the world, except if you're watching this from Finland, most likely you are facing some serious budget cuts in the coming year. And base budget cuts last year, and the year before, and maybe the year before, and with no real end in sight. And it's pretty easy to say, hey, you know what? We need the technology. We've got to have 21st century students. We need to have 21st century skills. And so the technology has to be there regardless of everything else. And the geek in me says, yay, absolutely. And the parent in me says, well, sometimes, yeah. But then let's take a step back. Because my local school district, this is what actually inspired this post, took a lot of heat over the state of our high school track. And it is. It's a mess. And my increasingly chubby cheeks indicate it's been a while since I've run track. But in high school, I ran track. And it was a really powerful experience for me. Track is something of an individual sport, but there is a sense of the team and of camaraderie. And there's nothing like 4x400 relay to really make you think about your teammates and teamwork. Just as much as being on a football team or a soccer team or a baseball team. And our track at our local high school is a disaster. And as I note in my article, those are the tracks that you pull up to in the bus, that you drive, you drive from your nice suburban, well-funded school, which, I attended. We drive up and we look at the track and it's, one of those. Okay. No personal best today. And that was the reality, and invariably those schools that we rolled into, they were not the well-funded suburban schools. They were rural schools. They were inner city schools that were struggling. And I think an important takeaway from this is that that affects the way students feel, and it affects the way students perceive their own schools. But it also affects the overall value placed on sport. And there are lots of schools that fund their football programs very well. But if we look at the way we allocate resources, I think it's just as easy to argue that, you know, just as we need the technology, we need to be educating our students in 21st century ways, we also need to be educating them in terms of camaraderie and teamwork and sportsmanship, and not just on the football field, but in the way that we deal with each other. And if we look at improving civil discourse, you know, perhaps there's no better way to do that than to teach sportsmanship. So even a dyed-in-the-wool, techie, geeky guy like me sees the value in sport. Of course, I also have my oldest son just started a community theater, and my kids have been involved in drama and dance and musical theater for a long time, and I see huge value in the arts in schools. So, and then, of course, you know, I talk ad nauseum about how we need to be providing better education for our teachers and teacher development to make sure that they are utilizing the not only the best tools but the very best practices in the classroom. So where does scarce money get funded, or where does scarce money get allocated? There's got to be cuts made. Where do they get made? And so do you lay off some more teachers so that you make sure that drama program stays, or do you not use not upgrade your media lab so that you can make sure that you can redo that track? Redoing the track at our high school costs about $1 million, and if we wanted to actually redo the football field, which also actually is in desperate need of some work, we're looking at a couple million, $2.5 million. $1 million goes a long ways towards doing a lot of things. Right? And in fact, in our case, none of them are going to happen because there is no $1 million to spend, and it's not going to be available. So how do we in general make these decisions? These are hard decisions to make. And my takeaway from the article was that, in fact, we need to try and do a little bit of everything, and we do the best with what we have. Teachers, you know, we just highlighted on the news of the week on C12, Classroom Blueprint, which is a way for teachers to be sharing best practices with each other. There's a lot of professional development for teachers that can happen with and among themselves and their peers in neighboring towns and cities and around the world. There are great free tools that can be used to bring bits of tech into the classroom. Yeah, we need to fund our schools appropriately, but until we do, we need to do the best with what we have. Maybe that track doesn't get done, but we make sure that we provide sponsorships for user fees, so that every student can participate in these sports, every student who wants to. Or we make sure that we don't lay off that gym teacher, no matter how much the calculus teacher might want it to happen. We don't lay off that gym teacher. We make sure that that gym teacher has also all the right teaching skills at hand and professional development at hand to make sure that that students get the most that they can out of sport in class, even if they aren't on a particular team. The point is, Finland's right. First of all, we gotta fund our schools, and when we can't, don't, or won't, teachers and administrators and principals and school committees need to step up and make the hard decisions that allow us to maintain all of these. I talk about education and learning as a holistic effort. It is. And body, mind, and soul all have to go into learning. So there's my soapbox for the day, my preaching for the day. But I can't emphasize enough, you know, just how truly important it is that we see all of the facets of learning and education be funded, even if at a minuscule level and even if just brought along strictly the sheer force of will of dedicated teachers and parents. So there's our blog of the week over on ZDNet Education.